online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
Commuters who managed to get to work in the capital this morning are being warned to expect more disruption tonight. It's as workers stage a 24-hour strike on the London Underground, meaning major stations like Victoria and King's Cross are closed today. Nicola's been following this story.
Well, the tube would normally be packed with millions of commuters heading to work or school on a Monday morning, but today it was deserted. Hundreds of stations closed, trains stuck in sidings and passengers having to find other ways to get around.
There's always a reason why there is a strike going on affecting commuters. All we want to do is get to work.
The walkout by members of the RMT and TSSA unions is part of a long-running dispute over ticket office closures and job cuts. Nicole Bushill set off on her commute from Chatham to Tottenham Court Road at 6:30 this morning. 5 hours later, she gave up and went home.
It would be quicker and more productive to get back to my home, turn on my laptop and do 5 hours of productive work from home. My Monday morning has produced zero work.
Union leaders say they're concerned about safety. London's Mayor Sadiq Khan says the action is pointless.
Today's strike has caused misery to millions of commuters. There are businesses in London who will be losing monies because of this strike action. There are patients who can't reach hospital appointments. There are people with job interviews who can't reach their job interviews. And I think today's strike was unnecessary.
Well, the strike is due to end in just under 5 hours, but Transport for London is warning it will take some time for services to return to normal, and passengers should be prepared for delays until the end of service.
Nicola Everett's reporting there. Well, today's strike marks the start of a week of disruption for commuters across Kent. Drivers on Southern Rail will be striking again tomorrow, Wednesday and Friday. That's as part of their long-running dispute with management, and it's going to mean no services across the entire network. The train company is suggesting passengers find someone to give them a lift to work instead. Ali Clubbin is the director of LiftShare and has been telling us how it works.
They put in their journey they're looking to do, whether they're offering seats or whether they're looking for a lift, and it will automatically send alerts to anyone else who matches their journey, so they can very quickly find a match for that day or for that week or potentially into the future too.
And it doesn't stop there. Oh no, British Airways cabin crew are also striking tomorrow. The airline says only a handful of passengers will be affected though.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Police are investigating after a woman was robbed by a group of teenagers in Folkestone. The 40-year-old fell to the ground when she was approached opposite Gillespie's pub on Harbour Approach Road at the end of last month. The two girls and two boys then stole her handbag and ran off towards the harbour. A brother and sister whose bodies were found at the bottom of cliffs in Dover on New Year's Day have been identified. Muriel and Bernard Burgess, who were twins, aged 59 and from Chester, were discovered by Langdon Cliffs by specialist Coast Guard teams. Police are trying to work out if they were staying at a B&B or hotel in the town.
KMFM News.
Extra training for teachers and a review of services for children and teenagers. They're just some of the things the Prime Minister is going to introduce to help schools and companies deal with mental illness.
We will pilot new approaches, such as offering mental health first aid training for teachers and staff to help them identify and assist children experiencing mental health problems.
That was Theresa May giving her first major speech on social reform today. She says the issue has been a hidden injustice in our country. Police investigating an alleged road rage incident in Medway in which a man was seriously injured have charged a man. The victim was taken to hospital after reportedly being hit by a car along the A228 in Cuxton in October. 55-year-old Lee Smith from Freelands Road in Snodland will appear in court next month. Head over to Kent Online this lunchtime to see the moment flooding forced one of the county's biggest department stores to be evacuated. Water started pouring through the ceiling and onto designer bags and clothes at House of Fraser in Bluewater yesterday afternoon. One floor was later able to reopen after the leak was isolated. And the Duchess of Cambridge turns 35 today. Kate's expected to mark the occasion privately with the Duke of Cambridge and her two children.
KMFM. Sport.
With this lunchtime sports news, here's Joe.
Well, Football First and Gillingham fans are going to have to wait a bit longer for Adrian Pennock's first home game as head coach. The Gills were due to take on AFC Wimbledon at Priestfield a week tomorrow, but that's had to move after Don's got a third round replay in the FA Cup. It means Adrian's first home game in charge will be against Shrewsbury on January the 28th. And in ice hockey, it was a good weekend for Kent's Invicta Dynamos. They fought back from 6-4 down to beat Chelmsford Chieftains 8-6 away from home in South Division 1 on Saturday. The sides then drew 3-3 at the ice rink in Gillingham last night.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.